Last week at the United States Senate confirmation hearing for David Bernhardt, the nominee for Secretary of the Interior, Senator Mazie Hirono revealed that his department is considering moving Hawaiian Volcano Observatory to Oahu. She urged Bernhardt to leave Hawaiian Volcano Observatory on the island where eruptions actually occur. Tina Neal, HVO scientist in charge, confirmed the discussions.
The U.S. Geological Survey is still in the process of working with all of our stakeholders to determine the best solution for going forward, and we will focus on what is the best facility arrangement to allow us to continue our critical monitoring, our important science, and our relationships with emergency managers and the at-risk public, and best address the safety of our employees and our materials. There are federal facilities on Oahu that offer some potential advantages for some parts of our operation.
Neal said she is on her way to Washington, D.C. this week for further talks.
Planning efforts are looking at multiple options. Oahu has been suggested for part of our function and will remain in the mix. No decisions have been made.
It's not clear why the move is being considered. The response from Hawaii County officials has been immediate. Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno said immediate access to the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory staff is essential for every facet of preparing for, responding, and managing the island communities in respect to the threat from our island volcanoes. Mayor Harry Kim said he thought it was a joke when somebody told him about it, and he will do everything he can to ensure this impractical idea is not carried out. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.